So I went to see Paul last night. It's probably more accurate to say I was dragged, eyes rolling, to see Paul McCartney at Fenway Park here in Boston, which is weird because they were my tickets. As I told my guests, it's just that my earliest memories are of the Beatles at Shea Stadium. I was at the Ed Sullivan Show. I'm not into that whole Wings thing. What can I possibly learn from Paul McCartney today? What was I thinking? The music was largely from the Beatles, but also Wings and his new project, The Fireman. There were homages to John and George and Linda, a peek at the new Beatles video game, and a night-long conversation. At one point, Paul marveling at how Sgt. Pepper came out on a Friday, and by Sunday, Jimi Hendrix had learned it for his concert. There were little kids everywhere, riding on their parents' backs, absorbing almost 50 years of rock and roll. As the Boston Globe writes, Paul was vital and relevant. The Herald adds, bloody brilliant. My favorite moment, Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
He explained he'd written it in the 60s when there was some trouble in the American South. He envisioned a little black girl. Well, the little black girl, now fully grown, standing next to me, was shocked. Beverly and I turned to each other and said simultaneously, "Who knew?" Maybe we did know once and forgot, but at that moment, he seemed to be singing right to her, and I was thinking, I could still learn a thing or two from Paul McCartney.
On your line, you were only waiting for this moment to be free.
Thanks to New England Cable News for driving my car. Blackbird is from a 2002 concert. It's even better today. Back in a minute, here and now.
To the light of the dark.